The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive football stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com. Bonus pod, last time we saw Deshaun Watson, he was a Houston Texan. He also led the NFL in passing, most passing yards in the NFL, and he's been a top five quarterback three straight seasons. And the season, his first season in the NFL, he was number one per game. He had a ridiculous rookie year. But Deshaun Watson is obviously a mega stud. He does not go to a team that throws the ball a lot, maybe even less than a Bill O'Brien team. They've been 28th in pass attempts each of the last 2 years. Maybe that changes. The Cleveland Browns acquired Deshaun Watson, and we're going to break it down for Watson, Baker Mayfield, where he could end up, Amari Cooper, obviously, and let's get into it. I'm Adam Azer with Dave Richard and Heath Cummings. Dave, where's Deshaun Watson in your rankings?
I am contemplating moving him into the top five, but I wonder if a little bit of that is just being excited over him getting such a huge contract and a huge deal in Cleveland. I do expect Cleveland to throw the ball more just because they've got Deshaun Watson there. It doesn't make sense for them to try and, you know, protect their quarterback, almost hide their passing game and lean on their run game. But I think that there's all kinds of upside for Deshaun Watson. And there's definitely a sense that I have. I remember that 2020 season, 26 fantasy points per game. As long as that suspension, if one comes, as long as it's not like six games, eight games, something like that, I'll be real excited about him being there. And I would put him close to the top five.
Yeah, I had him fifth in the first run of the projections. Now it's on a per game basis because we don't know how many games he's going to play, but it's historically one of the best passers over the first 4 years of a career of any player in NFL history. And, oh, yeah, he's going to run for 400 or 500 yards and five touchdowns as well. There's a little bit of risk about how many times he gets to throw it. But I just think, my goodness, the Browns, and they paid for it. But if I'd say top five quarterback on a per game basis, we will adjust his redraft ranking based on how many games he's going to miss this year.
He has never, other than his rookie year, when he just kind of had these outlandish numbers over, I want to say, six starts, he has not finished higher than sixth per game in 6 point per passing touchdown leagues. It's been 6, 6, and 7, and it's been 4, 4, and 6. That's his per game finish in 6 point per passing touchdown leagues. Really, I mean, there's no reason why he couldn't do it. He's so good, but he hasn't had a crazy outlier touchdown season. And he's been on a team that's, I don't think they've ever ranked higher. The Texans had ever ranked higher.
Well, he
20th
had,
in pass
he had a
attempts.
Crazy outlier touchdown half season. He had a 9% touchdown rate his rookie year.
Right, which would be the best ever.
Like, to be honest, his career rate is 5.9% for a lot of quarterbacks. We spent a lot of time talking about Derek Carr earlier. If he had a 5.9% touchdown rate in a season, that would be a crazy outlier touchdown season for Derek Carr.
No, but
Deshaun Watson's career average.
But forgetting about the rate, what's his career high in touchdown passes? Like 32 or
33.
Something? 33, right. So he hasn't had that 40 touchdown season, and he just hasn't thrown the ball enough. But that's maybe the only thing that's really prevented him from being QB1. He's got all the makings of it, but I don't know that he has that upside in Cleveland, right? Do you feel like there's any chance of him being QB1? Realistic chance?
It's possible. He can, because he could put together that outlier season. And I think the fact that it's possible puts him into the top five conversation.
Right. Okay. Well, look.
I also don't think the Browns are done adding pieces.
We're happy he's back. I think we probably wanted him to go to a different offense, but they could change. They've got Deshaun Watson now, not Mayfield, who we'll talk about in a minute. What about Amari Cooper? Can I make a top 12 argument for Amari Cooper? Can he be top 12? Let's put him.
You know, I love the fact that you asked Dave where he's got Deshaun Watson, and Dave says, I'm toying with putting him at top five, and I had him fifth. And then we go to Amari Cooper, and you say, could I make a case for him as a top 12 wide receiver? And in the first run of the projections, he came out as wide receiver 12.
Hey, there's the case.
Like, if we're going to go into the season, and Dave's right, they might add somebody else. But if they're going to go into the season with Cooper as the one and Donovan Peoples-Jones as the two, and Njoku as the tight end one, then I think Cooper might very well be a top 12 wide receiver at the end of the year, at least on a per game basis. Now, he'll probably have some duds and he'll probably have some monster games. That's what Amari Cooper has done throughout his career. But third round pick at this point for me.
I got him in the fourth, but it's early fourth.
Okay. So Lamb or
and
Cooper?
And there's more breaking news.
Oh, hold on. Lamb. Just, oh, Juju to the Chiefs. All right, good. Lamb or Cooper says, let's revisit that argument.
It's still Lamb for me.
I'll probably go with Cooper. Man, I've got him. I have Cooper 12 and Lamb 13.
Okay, Lamb. People might laugh at this, but Lamb or Deebo Samuel?
Deebo for now.
No, I'm sorry, Cooper or Deebo. My bad. Cooper or Deebo.
Oh, Deebo for now for me.
Deebo. All right.
I'll take Deebo.
Where do you
I'll
want
take Lamb over both?
We'll talk Juju in just a second. Where do you want to see Baker Mayfield go?
The USFL.
Come on.
No, there's lots of places. Like if he went to Carolina, best thing that ever happened to DJ Moore. Yeah. If he went to Seattle right now, a lot better than what could possibly be for Lockett or DK. So I'd be thrilled if he went to either one of those places. Or if Jameis gets away from the Saints, Baker do just fine with Michael Thomas too, I think.
All right, Jamie's here. Hey, Jamie.
Juju!
Yeah, this is the Juju podcast now. Real quick, we're wrapping up on Deshaun Watson and Cooper. Where are you going to rank them, you think?
The suspension is going to determine obviously where Watson gets ranked. I had him at 12 right now. I'll probably keep him in that spot, you know, maybe move him up to 10, but it's, you know, Matthew Stafford, Rodgers, Watson. I'm trying to think who I have at 10, Jalen Hurts, you know, those guys, Joe Burrow, they're all in the, you know, kind of the same mix. If you tell me, there's a 6-game suspension, you know, Watson will probably be behind those guys. If it's less than a 6-game suspension, then I think, you know, he moves up a little bit, but you have to obviously bake that into what you're looking at with Deshaun Watson, because missing time is clearly not fun, but, you know, 11 games of what he can give you should be special. Amari Cooper, I wanted no part of with Baker Mayfield. Now give me all the Amari Cooper I can take. You know, we'll see if they bring Will Fuller. Wouldn't be surprised if that happens. Donovan Peoples-Jones, somebody you have to look at as a, you know, late round flyer, better for Njoku clearly as well, especially with Austin Hooper not there. So everybody wins in Cleveland with the upgrade at the quarterback spot.
Okay, but so what if I just told you 0-game suspension? Where would you rank Watson and Cooper?
Five. Right. So I think Heath and I are ranking him as if he's not suspended, and Jamie's ranking him as if he's suspended.
No, 16. I was saying my projection, I just did it to have a per-game basis. I just did it for the full season. I'll probably rank him like 8 or something. I think behind Kyler is probably the spot where I'll put him right now, assuming 4-6-game suspension.
Okay. So I won't ask Aaron Rodgers or Deshaun Watson anymore.
No, it's not a question.
That
anymore.
Has changed. Okay, then how about Baker? You guys talked about Baker Mayfield. Okay, he'll be a number 2 quarterback. Let's see where he ends up. But how about Juju Smith-Schuster? Jamie, you can have the first word on this one. Going to the Kansas City Chiefs. What do you think?
This was not the best landing spot for his fantasy value. It's clearly a best chance for him to you know, get a ring. But it's you know, it's going to be interesting. They haven't had a player, I think, of his caliber in that spot. You know, we've been hoping for Mecole Hardman. We thought, okay, maybe Josh Gordon can reinvent himself. No. Byron Pringle, no. You know, DeMarcus Robinson, no. You know, so he'll take away from Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce a little bit. But I think Juju, you know, you're hoping that he can rejuvenate himself and still be a significant playmaker. I just don't know if those things are going to go hand in hand. You know, I think he'll obviously make a lot of plays for Patrick Mahomes, and you know, man, that AFC West is, I don't want to watch anything else. I just want to watch the AFC West all season next year. Yeah, so he's a number 4 fantasy receiver. I don't think you can, you know, rank him higher than that.
Yeah. Well, the biggest winner in all of this, just from the start, from Wilson getting traded out, is any person who is a fan of an NFC team. It's just, you now, like, this is like being a fan of the Eastern Conference of the NBA 10 years ago, whatever, when all the 15.
Why do you think Tom Brady came back?
Yeah, I guess so. That's
the three trips to the Super Bowl.
Brady and Rodgers, the NFC Championship, just pencil it in.
It's not just that. It's the Bills too. I mean, they get to sit back and watch that vision just cannibalize itself.
Oh yeah.
And it's like what the Patriots did for 20 years. I mean, mm-hmm. You know, they just win the AFC East and they watch everybody else beat themselves up. They get home field advantage, and then you see if somebody can go in there and knock you off. You know, so Buffalo's in a good spot too.
Dave, Juju Smith-Schuster or Allen Robinson?
I think I'm going to lean toward Robinson.
Okay, I'm going to take.
This is under the assumption that Robinson's going to be a full-time player for the Rams.
Hold on, Heath. Before you get in there, I got to take a break. We got to take a real quick break on fantasy football today. Heath is bursting at the seams. He'll weigh in when we come back on FFT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are back. Okay, Heath, I asked Juju or Allen Robinson, you've got a lot on your mind.
No, I'm going to be way too emotionally invested in Juju succeeding in Kansas City for a variety of reasons. But I do think that you can very easily Azer stat this and say that we've seen two seasons of Juju with a future Hall of Fame wide receiver on the other side. And he's an elite second wide receiver. He should be right back to what he was the first 2 years of his career now. Nobody can cover him.
And he had a Hall of Fame quarterback at the same time, right? I mean, Roethlisberger was good back then. Roethlisberger led the league in passing when Juju had his 1,400-yard season. So what do you think the upside is for him?
I mean, if Kelce and Hill both stay healthy, then the upside's probably like a high-end number three wide receiver, a borderline number two. It's unfortunately not like super-duper high, but if something happens to either of them.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, that makes sense. Just like if something were to happen to Cooper Kupp, Allen Robinson would be in play to get a lot of work too. I feel like they're both low-end number three receivers.
The Robinson question, though, there's clearly another domino that's going to happen, whether it's Beckham coming or Woods going or both. You know, so Robinson, to me, I'd take Robinson over Juju. But I think Heath is right in one aspect. The other part of it would be is that there were two guys that he's got to contend with in Kansas City. You know, there really wasn't, you know, two guys in Pittsburgh. Now, you know, you had young Deontay Johnson. I don't remember exactly when his – I think he might have been a rookie when Roethlisberger.
Yeah, but like he was like the three then.
Saying is, you know, he's clearly a talented player that's emerged, but he wasn't at the level of what Kelce and Hill are comparatively to Antonio Brown. So, I think the one thing when you look at this AFC West in the games where they'll play against each other, if we get what we're hoping for is games in the 40s. You know, as much as, you know, you bring in a J.C. Jackson, a Khalil Mack, a Chandler Jones, you know, all these guys that are going to, you know, try and stop these offenses. You know, if we're getting games that are, you know, in the 30s, you know, maybe more, then they're all going to have the chance to put up good numbers. And then that carries over to other games when they're not playing against each other. So, you know, you want to have pieces of this division. You want to have pieces, obviously, of Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. You have to hope that Andy Reid is going to sort of reinvent the wheel again, you know, with bringing in a player of this caliber, because as we've noted time and time again with Juju, it feels like he's 40, but he's only in his early 20s still, you know, because he's been around so long. If he can run again, you know, coming off a shoulder injury, I don't think should be too much of a concern, and kind of can get away from being this just short area target and do some different things down the field, then he's going to be a steal on draft day.
This probably means nothing, but Antonio Brown did just tweet Cleveland Antonio Browns.
let me ask you this. Would you rather have, that's a good tweet. Would you rather have Patrick Mahomes and Amari Cooper or Deshaun Watson and Tyreek Hill?
I think I'd rather have
Deshaun
Watson
and
Hill.
Tyreek if there's no suspension.
Well, for sure.
Yeah, no suspension.
Yeah, I'm not thinking about the suspension.
Okay, and do you think Kelce or Hill lose any value with this Juju signing?
Slightly.
The only thing, and you talked about this, when they took away the deep ball from the Chiefs, Tyreek last year was a completely different kind of wide receiver, a lot more underneath stuff, a lot more targets. If the plan with Juju, you would think, is to handle the short area stuff and they're going to send Tyreek deep and teams just don't give them that, then it could be, it could make Tyreek a little more boom bust.
I think it comes into play in the red zone. I could see Juju with 7 touchdowns. The problem is I could also see him with 60 catches for 700 yards with that.
Mm-hmm. I got to say, it's got to be a good situation, dynasty keeper, to be in the Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase, Stephon Diggs camp as opposed to the Cooper Kupp, Davante Adams, Tyreek Hill camp. You know, if you're looking at the top 6 or 7 wide receivers, you know, wherever you put Diggs. Because, I mean, you know, Kupp may have, if they keep Woods and bring in Beckham, that's not good. Adams obviously loses. Tyreek Hill gets some competition. You know, not that these guys are bad and you're still drafting
right.
You know, relatively high, but they got dinged a little bit, you know, all across the way, aside from those other guys, you know. And then you're looking at the Bengals situation. Well, hey, we're just going to upgrade the guys in front of Joe Burrow, and now he should have the chance for, you know, to hopefully connect with those guys a little bit more. And clearly the case for Justin Jefferson with Kevin O'Connell coming in and, you know, changing the offensive philosophy a little bit. Those guys feel a little bit safer maybe than, you know, Cup maybe notwithstanding right now, but certainly in Adams and Hill.
Great. Good stuff, guys. Thank you very much for your time. Thanks, everybody.
I'm starting to think about some of the downside with Watson. Do we know how he is playing in the cold?
I don't know. That's only a month.
It's going to be more than a month. Do we know if, like, what if the Browns don't add anybody else? And their offensive line did lose some pieces.
I don't know. He's never had a run game like this. He's never had
Well, and that's the other thing.
We didn't even talk about Austin Hooper yet.
Huh?
Didn't even talk about Austin Hooper yet.
You mean Njoku?
No, Austin Hooper's on the Titans.
Oh, I didn't even see that. All right, well, that's a topic. We'll do a separate bonus podcast for that one. Everybody have a great weekend, and we will talk
to
you later.
All these dominoes start to fall.
On Fantasy Football Today. See ya.
Rise and shine, football fans. This is Susanna Fuller from Morning Footy, a podcast part of the CBS Sports Galazzo Network covering the breadth of the global game. Join me, Nico Cantor, Charlie Davies, Alexis Guerreros, and guests every morning for the perfect blend of news, analysis, conversation, and exclusive interviews. If you love soccer, then look no further. We've got you covered for Europe's top 5 leagues, the W Gold Cup, the Champions League knockout stage, CONCACAF Nations League, NWSL, MLS, transfer news, and much more. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts are found. Subscribe to Morning Footy.